One of the most regular popular podcasts that we produce is, of course, focusing on pharma or nutritional supplements. And yes, it's time again to actually connect once more with that guru of pharmaceutical nutritional advice personified. Today, about to talk about a recent feature in the Daily Express. Of course, it's the legend that is Dennis the Chemist. Dennis Gore, how are you?
Mighty fine, sir. Keep taking the tablets.
So people can obviously listen to these podcasts at all sorts of times, days, nights, and 24-hour sequence and so on, Dennis. And I know today you're looking at it's the 3rd of March, so you'll be looking at the Daily Express and something which is sad news certainly for Dame Judi Dench, but possibly there is still hope with respect to nutritional supplements and so on.
Well, yes, Dame Judi Dench, she recently declared old age to be just a number, which is imposed upon the elderly, which I thought was very nicely put. Remembering I'm 74, so I'm not far behind her 8 years old. She's only 6 ahead of me. And I'm taking vitamins and minerals and products made by this brilliant Danish company, Pharma Nord. In Denmark, they have to make health food products, not just Pharma Nord. All health food companies in Denmark, by Danish law, have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards. The only country in Europe where companies making health food products have to make them to the same quality that I, as a pharmacist, for 50 years, July the 17th this year, all being well, 50 years on the pharmaceutical register. 1 minute I was 24, the next minute I'm 74. Time goes quickly when you're enjoying yourself. So yes, the much-loved actress, it says on page 40 of the Daily Express, the much-loved actress who recently filmed the second best exotic marigold hotel in India said last week that her eyesight had now deteriorated to the extent that she needs a chaperone to stop her falling over like a mad drunk lady, and she can no longer read her own scripts. The Oscar-winning winner, now 80, has been battling age-related macular degeneration, calling it for short, the letters A for age, M for macular. That's the little bit in the battle of the retina. The retina is the screen of the eye, and there's a little bit in the middle of the screen called the macula, where the light is focused. When we look at things, the light coming from wherever we're looking is focused by the lens, and it goes through the lens and focused on the macula. So if you're threading a needle, you're using the macula. But just general looking straight ahead is the macula. It's only as big as a postage stamp, and it gets damaged with age. And ultraviolet lights, that damages it. Oh, and smokers. 1 in 4 people. There's another excuse, listener. Not an excuse, another reason for stopping smoking is to prevent your eyes being damaged. Because here in Manchester University, they showed a few years ago that age-related macular degeneration, that people with this problem, it says here, I'm reading, the most common cause of blindness, it's 1 person in 4 with it is a smoker. So a very good reason, another reason, besides lung cancer and circulation and wrinkles and heart problems and all the horrors that are caused by smoking, then yes, 1 in 4 people with age-related macular degeneration have been a smoker. Of course, 3 out of the 4 haven't been a smoker, but 1 in 4 have been a smoker. We must stop smoking. The stuff doesn't even grow on this island. It comes over as powdered leaves. It's chopped up, put into paper, and people set fire to it, call cigarettes, and breathe in the smoke. And firemen wear helmets to prevent, and masks to prevent breathing in smoke, and cigarette smokers breathe in the smoke. So in hundreds of years' time, when everybody stops smoking, they'll look back on people like us and think, I can't believe clever people used to set fire to leaves from a plant growing thousands of miles away and breathing in the smoke. Anyway, age-related macular degeneration, it says on the Inni Express, is an eye condition that affects a tiny part of the retina at the back of the eye. This is the macula, which is called the macula and causes problems with central vision. There are two main types of age-related macular degeneration. There's the wet and there's the dry, based on the appearance of the eye when the ophthalmologic surgeon looks at your eye, when the optician looks at the eye, they can see whether it's the wet form or the dry form. The dry form is by far the most common form of the disease, and it says there is no treatment. However, sight-saving treatment exists for the wet form if diagnosed in time. Dame Judy has the dry form in one eye and the wet form in the other. Symptoms vary, but usually the first problem sufferers notice is an inability to see fine detail. Central vision may become blurred, straight lines become curvy, distorted or wavy, and small print becomes unclear, even when wearing reading glasses. The wet form, the less common, affects 40,000 people every year. So the dry form, which is much more common, affects a lot more than 40,000 people, new people every year. The wet form can cause sight loss in as little as 3 months, so it's vital to report symptoms to your optometrist, that's your, my age, the old word is optician, as soon as you experience the symptoms. Treatment for the wet one is injections into the eye with drugs such as Lucentis. It works by stopping the growth of new blood vessels, which means they usually need to be given fairly quickly once the blood vessels start to grow in the eye. If the blood vessels are allowed to grow for too long, they may scar the retina, which cannot then be treated. So, yes, it's a very important thing to look after our eyes. And at the end of this very good article by Laura Milne, it says, what are the risk factors? And I'm reading all this because it's important, because at the end, it mentions some natural products that you can take, which is suggested, which will help to prevent and improve the problem. And these ingredients are actually covered by one of the PharmaNord products called BioVision. BioVision is a tablet. It's a combination supplement containing substances which help to maintain healthy eyes and help to maintain normal vision. So it contains vitamin C and vitamin E and beta carotene and zinc and a substance called lutein and a bilberry-derived anthocyanoside. These substances are called antioxidants. They protect all tissue of the body, including those of the eye, from damage caused by free radicals. We're always reading about free radicals cause aging, free radicals cause disease, free radicals cause cancer. And they are generated continually within the body, as well as by exposure to UV light. Now, UV light, ultraviolet light, part of the light spectrum, this is the substance which, when it hits, which is formed, the ultraviolet light, when it's released from the sun 93 million miles away, 92 million miles away in the summer, 94 million miles away in the winter, That's why it's not as hot in the winter, because it's 2 million miles, the sun is 2 million miles further away from us, or should I say we're 2 million miles further away from the sun in the winter, but we're 2 million miles nearer in the summer. That's why you must wear good sunglasses. Don't buy cheap sunglasses that look very dark, because when you put them on, if they haven't got ultraviolet light protection, then they will cause the pupil to go wide, the iris, and your eyes will open and let more of the damaging rays in. You've got to buy sunglasses, and you can get good quality children glasses. Don't buy the cheap ones for $1.99, because when the kids or anybody puts dark sunglasses on that haven't got UVA protection, the pupil iris will open and let more of the damaging rays in. Because with it being dark, the cheap glasses, you think that the bright sun, you can see clearer because it's dark. But if they haven't got the protection built into the lens, then it will cause much more damage to your eye. And as we're hearing, this blindness problem to the vision, the macular degeneration. One of the things, so this list of what are the risk factors for age-related macular degeneration. So the first one is age. The condition develops as people grow older and is most often seen in those over 65, although it can develop in your 40s and 50s. Next is the gender. Is it men or women? More women have age-related macular degeneration of the eye than men, probably because women tend to live longer than men. Then it's the genes, G-E-N-E-S. You have 25, 30,000 genes on your 46 chromosomes, and the genes, they're responsible whether you have a longer nose or a shorter nose, whether you're going to lose your hair or not lose your hair as you get older, depending on your genes, whether you've got a family history of heart trouble, diabetes, cholesterol problems. It can often be down to your genes. Some genes have been identified, I'm reading now, which seems to be linked to the development of age-related macular degeneration in some sufferers. Smoking, what I mentioned earlier. Studies show that stopping smoking can reduce your risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. Sunlight. Studies suggest that exposure to high levels of sunlight, particularly, which I just mentioned, the UV light, the ultraviolet light, throughout your life may increase your risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. Wearing sunglasses to protect your eyes from the UV light is a good idea. I think it should have mentioned, though, buy good quality sunglasses where they're guaranteed, it should say on, 100% protection against the UV light, which is, as we've just read, is cause of the damage. Diet. A number of studies have looked at diet as a risk factor for someone developing age-related macular degeneration. At the moment, there isn't agreement on how much of a risk factor diet is, but there is evidence that a combination of the vitamins A, C, E, and zinc may help to slow the progression of age-related macular degeneration in people who even already have the condition. Now, in that last sentence, where it mentions A, C, E, and zinc, in the Pharmanord product to help maintain healthy eyes, it's called BioVision. It is a combination supplement containing substances which help to maintain healthy eyes and normal vision. This, I'm reading this from the little booklet. The little free booklet of 51 pages is in every product that Pharma Nord sell. They give a little booklet based on scientific research. And on page 51 is this little write-up about their product to help maintain healthy eyes and healthy vision. The product's called BioVision. And it's got these products, vitamin C, vitamin E, beta-carotene, zinc, with lutein and bilberry-based products from bilberries. These are all antioxidants which protect all tissues of the body, including those of the eye, from damage caused by free radicals. And in particular, we're talking at the moment about the exposure to UV light, which generates free radicals and causes the damage to the retina, this part of the retina where the age-related macular degeneration is forming. And as you can hear from the word macular degeneration, the area where the light is hitting the eye when you're walking about in bright sunlight. And if you haven't got sunglasses, or you've only got cheap sunglasses which are dark, but they're not you, if they're not, if it doesn't say when you buy them UVA protection, then there's a much greater chance of the light getting in, especially if they're dark sunglasses, because your pupil opens, the iris opens, and the light gets in even more to cause damage. So don't wear cheap sunglasses, get them protected. And this substance, this lutein is a natural substance, and bilberry, natural fruit. So these are protected anthocyanosides. Besides the vitamin C and vitamin E and beta-carotene and zinc, in the BioVision from Pharma Nord, they have added these very specific substances, and trials have taken place. There's one trial when I was at the World Conference on the top-selling product in the whole range of this Danish company, Pharma Nord, is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. Pharma Nord, because I've been doing some radio and television broadcasts and lecturing for them across the country and in places like Jersey and Spain, on their wonderful range of 50 products that Pharma Nord make. And one of the lectures I heard was in Los Angeles at the World Conference on Coenzyme Q10, and Pharma Nord's version is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligrams. This capsule gives you Q10. Q10 is made in your liver. It's found in every cell in the body, and it gives you energy. And as you pass 21, your liver makes less Q10. And by the time you get to 39 to 43, your production of Q10, which gives you your energy, your production has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And as you become older and older, you make less and less Q10, part of aging, just like Dame Judi Dench has been talking about the aging problem of age-related macular degeneration. So at this meeting, one of the lectures we heard was from the professor of ophthalmology who flew all the way from Rome to America to give his lecture, which was the following. And the three products he mentioned, which he said was helping in the trials at the University of Rome, Department of Ophthalmology, the eye department, and he's the professor of ophthalmology at that department, he showed that if you take Q10 and you take omega-3 fish oil, which Pharma Nord make, bio-omega-3 fish oil, and if you take L-carnitine, which is another natural substance that we need to help maintain good health, and Pharma Nord make a tablet called Bio L-Carnitine. When you give Bioquinone Q10 Gold, which is the Danish version made to pharmaceutical standards of Q10, when you take Q10, L-carnitine, and omega-3 fish oils for a year, people with age-related macular degeneration in this trial, those on the real ones, so it was a proper trial, some people had the real substances, some people had the dummy substances, the placebo. This was a trial to see, comparing the real substance, if you take it, with the placebo, the pretend substance. Of course, all the people thought they were on the real substances. That way, there was no kinology. And so what they found at the end of the year, when they examined the eyes of all these people who were in the trial, they found when they broke the code, because the doctors looking after the people, they weren't told who was on what. They were not told who was on the real substances and who was on the placebo, the dubby substances. Only one doctor knew. He had the list of names of the people in the trial, and on the list was who was on the real substances and who was on the dummy substances, the placebo. And the bottom line was that those who were on the real substances in the year, only two people actually went worse. Whereas those on the placebo, the dummy substances, who didn't have the real substances to protect them, that was the Q10, the L-carnitine, and the omega-3 fish oil, there 17% of the people went worse. 2% in the ones on the real one went worse. 17% went worse on the dummy one, which was a good example of a trial where you had people on the real stuff, people on the dummy stuff, and there was the result. So taking those three, Q10, Pharma Nord's Q10 is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. The L-carnitine tablet, which gives you the protection just discussed, with the omega-3 fish oil, the bio omega-3 fish oil, taking those three, made by Pharma Nord, they dropped the problem of going worse with age-related macular degeneration. In this trial, it went from 2% went worse taking the real stuff, and 17% went worse taking the placebo, the dummy stuff. And I'd also mention that Pharma Nord make another product called BioVision, which has got the things mentioned on page 41 in the Tuesday edition of the Mail under Your Health, where they list the diet important substances, and they're in the BioVision tablet made by Pharma Nord. The vitamin C, the vitamin E, the beta carotene, the zinc, the lutein, and from bilberries, the anthocyanosides. These are the antioxidants to protect you. Of course, eating bilberry is very good. So, Pharma Nord make a wonderful range of products. That Q10, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, if you haven't heard of that before, that's their flagship product. It's putting back a substance that joins your food with your oxygen you breathe into an energy molecule called ATP. And it gives you the energy to heal, the energy to breathe, the energy for your heart to beat, the energy for you to blink. Everything you do.
Or indeed the energy, Dennis, to actually do another fantastic 25-minute mini-lecture. It's been sensational again, and we've reached that time when we have to sort of say, has it been an OK mini-lecture for your good self?
Well, it's nice to be able to link things you read in the paper to this wonderful range of pharmaceutically made products by the Danish company PharmaNord. Their products really altered my life, because once I got into them, and they actually sent me, because of my programs, they sent me to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague,
it's
Belgium,
all over
Sweden,
the world, Dennis.
This year I go to Italy. They've sent me to Spain. They've sent me to Lapland to see their Omega 7.
And still you're coming back, and
yes,
that's why we love you. Listen, let us move on to the thing. I've actually done a bit of multitasking, because I've done a bit of electronic introductions between yourself and one of my students, an MA student in community radio, Sue Royce, because I know Sue wants to talk to you about a number of things. She's doing a kind of audio piece on her own experiences as an upcoming runner for her first ever half marathon in the Lincoln 10K. So I'm sure you'll be chatting with Sue.
Well, PharmaNord products definitely can help her avoid the pitfalls of damaging your joints.
Exactly. And I've introduced electronically to both yourself and the legendary Bent Hendrickson OBE as well. So there we are. It's,
okay,
it's great stuff. Dennis, it's been fabulous as ever. I take it you're back again with us in the very near future.
Try and stop me.